What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the First Team All-Pro Podcast. This is episode 54 with your host, LT Nasty. It's been 17 days since the last episode, but I've been kind of just soaking in the last 2 weeks of the NFL season, so weeks 5 and 6, to process what I want to talk about in today's episode, as well as the last few weeks of the MLB postseason, because the postseason is on. We are currently at the LCS, currently at the League Championship Series, but who knows how much longer that's going to go, because the Astros are one win away from advancing to another World Series, and the Phillies also just won tonight as well. That game finished up about a little over an hour or two ago, but when you listen to this, it'll probably be long past that point, but and the Phillies are one win away from the World Series after following their win over the Padres. It was a 10-6 win for the Phillies, so they are now one win away. And before we continue into this episode, I'm going to say this: if Philly does end up clinching the pennant tomorrow, that city is going to go crazy. That city is going to erupt, because if none of you who listen to this podcast, like if any of you listen to this podcast, that pay attention, Philly went in on the celebration when the Eagles not only made the Super Bowl in 2018 but also won the Super Bowl. So if the Phillies end up winning the pennant and getting to the World Series, oh boy, I mean, that city is going to explode in celebration. But yeah, it is just, and credit to them. I mean, first playoff appearance in 11 years, and now they're one, and now the Phillies are one win away from the World Series. I mean, you just can't make this. You can't make this up. I mean, you would think you would have a director and a script writer, a director and a writer writing all this up. But it's happening. The Phillies are one win away from the World Series. Yeah, like I said, you couldn't write a better story if you tried in this postseason. But yeah, on the other side, the Astros are up 3-0 now, following a 5-0 win over the Yankees. As a Yankee fan, it was just incredibly deflating. It's incredibly deflating, and for multiple reasons. A, there was an error early in the game. If any of you watch the ALCS, which I'm sure the majority of you listening to this episode, whenever you may be listening to this episode, you probably didn't even watch the ALCS, because the NLCS seemed like a more entertaining series, which in all honesty, it is. Like, hate to say it, but it's true, because the Yankees just look completely lifeless right now. And the at-bats and the struggles at the plate just continued for the Yankees, and which I saw a stat which is incredibly interesting, that which following tonight's game, the Yankees now have 41, they're up to 41 strikeouts in 3 games. Let me find it. I believe it was on MLB on Fox's Instagram. I think it was 41 strikeouts. I think it was 41 strikeouts and 18, or a .182 batting average. Or no, it was a .128 batting average. My mistake. So yeah, 41 strikeouts and a combined team batting average of .128. That is abysmal. That is absolutely abysmal. And I feel bad for the Yankees fans that had to attend that game, because that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare. I mean, the offense, for as good as this team was during the regular season, with the exception of the last, like, 2 months of the season, they've completely fell apart. I'm going to be honest. They're lucky they got past the Guardians. They were lucky they got past the Guardians. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But it's ridiculous because it's almost every single October. Every single October since that last World Series. Since 2009. Like, outside of 2009, every other year has been, in terms of, postseason, in terms of the postseason, it has been nothing but disappointment for me as a Yankees fan and a lot of other Yankees fans. And it's absolutely ridiculous. And I don't want to go too much on a rant on this for too much longer, but the fact that Josh Donaldson is still playing in the lineup, still playing third base, when it's crystal clear that his offensive capabilities are just not there anymore. His offensive abilities, like the fact that he's not, that 2015 Josh Donaldson, it's just, he shouldn't be playing. I mean, and I'm going to be honest, every Yankee fan saw this coming. It's right when the Yankees acquired him in that trade that sent Gary Sanchez and Gio Urshela to Minnesota. Everyone saw this coming. Everyone knew it wasn't going to work out, and it hasn't. The Josh Donaldson experiment hasn't worked out. Probably one of the worst trades in recent memory, as a Yankee fan, but that's besides the point. It was just nightmarish. The offense, like I said, I don't know what's happening. Aaron Judge has completely vanished in the thin air in the playoffs, and if you disagree, I'm sorry, you're wrong. I think he only has like one home run, maybe two in the postseason in this year's playoffs. And if anything, they both came against the Guardians. But I think it was one home run. I think he hit one home run. I think it was two, because he hit one at Progressive Field, and then he also hit one in game five of the ALDS. So it was two home runs, but still, he struggled. He completely struggled. And the rest of the bats have also struggled. So I don't know. I don't know what to say about this team. I mean, I knew this was coming. I knew this was coming from the moment they won that series against Cleveland, because the Astros are just a juggernaut. They are just an absolute juggernaut. Credit to them. They've been like this for like the better half of the last 6-7 years. Like, credit to them. They always seem to turn it up in October, and the Yankees can never figure it out. The Yankees can never figure them out. It's ridiculous. It really is. Anyway, on the National League side, like I said, the Phillies, one win away from the World Series, and I know a lot of Padres fans were looking forward to the Padres making the World Series, but I'm going to be honest with you, San Diego, I hate to say it, your time's up. At least this season, just the way the Phillies are playing, the bats, the pitching, especially the bats, like Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, Nick Castellanos, there's just no stopping them. There's just no way of stopping that lineup. There's just no way of stopping their bats from hitting 500-foot moonshots. But yeah. I'm going to be honest. The Padres, their fate is sealed. And I know they won a game. I know they could, force, a game six. But I just don't think it's going to happen. And like I said, for the Yankees, down 3-0. I mean, the last time a team came back from a 3-0 deficit, in the playoffs, and this brings back really bad memories as a Yankees fan, and that was in 2004 when the Red Sox did it, when they came back from 3-0 down. Obviously, at this point, I'm just trying to take it one game at a time, if they win. But like I said, they'd be lucky if they won tomorrow. Let's get right back into the other postseason matchups, specifically the wild card and the basically the wild card rounds, specifically the big disappointments. And I'm going to, well, let's talk about the wild card rounds and the divisional rounds, divisional series, I should say, LDS, League Division Series. Let's talk about the big disappointments over there, because I know those series have been over for a while, but the biggest disappointment, without a doubt, and I think everyone can agree with me, it was the Los Angeles Dodgers getting upset by the Padres. I remember, and that brings up my next point, I remember every comment on every MLB post when the Dodgers were going off this season, when they were winning games left and right. I remember a lot of comments saying Dodgers are going to win the World Series, like no one's stopping this team. You know, especially when the Dodgers played the Padres in the regular season, then you saw a lot of comments saying, oh, the Dodgers own the Padres, you know, this, this, and that. Yeah, look what happened. Look what happened. Regular season doesn't mean anything. Doesn't mean anything one bit. You can be the best team in the league, and you could still get bumped out in the divisional round. Like, and it's, local, that's what happens. That's baseball. Like, I'm sorry for the somewhat long pause, but that's baseball. Nothing's guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed in the playoffs. And I'm going to be honest, speaking of the Dodgers for a minute, if that series loss to the Padres isn't grounds for Dave Roberts to get fired, I don't know what is. And the funny part about that is there are reports, which I'm pretty sure are confirmed at this point, that he's coming back, that the Dodgers expect Dave Roberts to come back to manage next season, which is hilarious, to be honest with you, because the Dodgers, they were getting comparisons to like the 1927 Yankees. Like, think about that. This year's Dodgers were getting compared to the 1927 Yankees. That's just absurd. It's absolutely ridiculous. Like, and it's funny to me because they had one of quite possibly the best lineups in baseball. They had Mookie Betts, and I'm not going in order. I'm just rallying off all the players. But they had one of the most complete teams from a hitting perspective in baseball. They had Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Max Muncy, Justin Turner, Cody Bellinger. You know, it was ridiculous how deep that team was on the hitting front. And who else was I missing? You know, Joey Gallo. Who else? Chris Taylor. Yeah, that's about it. Either way, the fact they had all that talent and they still choked. That was probably the biggest choke job / disappointment of the playoffs. You can't tell me otherwise. And because I know a lot of people are going to, you know, make fun of the Mets or whatever. But to be honest with you, the Mets had to deal with the Braves. The Mets were going back and forth with the Braves for the last couple of weeks of the season. So I'm going to give the Mets and Mets fans some slack there. Because that was a tight race for the AL East title. Which, it's funny. It's even funnier now not to poke fun at Mets fans and Braves fans, because now they have to see their division rival who, you know, halfway through the season were basically given last rites after Joe Girardi got fired. Basically, there was no hope for the Phillies, and then they made it further than both the Mets and the Braves in the playoffs, which They beat the Braves in the playoffs. Beat the defending champion Atlanta Braves, which is even funnier to me. Which is even funnier, you know, a team that made a wild card that was in the same division as the Mets and Braves went further in the playoffs than both of those teams. But that being said, that's what happens when you bring in a different guy to lead the charge, to lead the team. And of course, with all that talent that they have from top to bottom. But yeah. So anyway, moving quickly along because it's almost 2 a.m. I kind of want to get this episode done in a hurry so I can release this early in the morning. But the other big disappointments in the playoffs, it was probably the second biggest disappointment is probably on the American League side, and it was the Toronto Blue Jays because I remember the Vladimir Guerrero Jr. quote. I remember that what he said prior to the season starting. Last season was the trailer, this year's the movie. Or last year was a trailer, now you get to see the movie. It was either way. That was, I kind of had a feeling that wasn't going to age well. Like, oh, it was some movie, all right. And the movie ended with the Blue Jays getting swept in the wild card by the Mariners. So I say it wasn't a good. I'd say that movie was not a good ending for a lot of Blue Jays fans. Actually, not a lot of Blue Jays fans. For all the Blue Jays fans, yeah, just not good. Not good for the Blue Jays. And I'm going to be honest with you. You know, their hitting core is one of the best in baseball, one of the best in the American League, one of the best in the American League East. But their pitching, any Blue Jays fan that saw their pitching, especially in the bullpen, more specifically the bullpen, not so much the starting pitching, but more so the bullpen. You kind of knew there was problems there and came back to bite them. But that wasn't even the kicker. The kicker was game two against the Mariners, where they had an 8-run lead at one point. It looked like it was going to go to a third game. It looked like that wild card series was going to go to a third game. And they completely fell apart. I mean, the Mariners were just relentless. Absolutely relentless. And then, of course, we all know what happened with the Mariners. Unfortunately, for a lot of Mariners fans, their season ended in the following series against the Astros, which, like I said before, the Astros are just a juggernaut. They just do not care who you have in your lineup, what pitchers you have. It doesn't matter. And unfortunately, as a Yankee fan, I'm witnessing that juggernaut in full effect because they are picking apart the team. And it's interesting because in the ALCS so far, it's not like the games have been blowouts. It's not like the games between the Yankees and Astros this series. It's not like they've been blowouts. They've all been relatively close games. It's just either bad defensive errors, pitching falling apart. Well, I shouldn't say that. The pitching has been pretty good for the most part, but I should say relief pitching to an extent, just to an extent. But it really is on the offense, not getting going whatsoever, like not drawing walks, not drawing walks, avoiding, swinging at pitches outside of the zone. Because that's another problem, like I said. Not only are they not drawing walks, like I said, They're just swinging at literally every off-speed pitch outside the zone, which is annoying as a Yankees fan. And the last three games have proved it. Like I said, 41 strikeouts in these three games with a team batting average of 0.128. Not good. Not good at all. It's just been ridiculous to watch. It really has been. Like I said before, it was not so much the pitching. It was basically the offense. The offense cannot wake up. And even when the offense did wake up, they'd only get one run, and it would be in like the seventh or eighth inning when it was already basically far too little too late. But yeah, four runs in three games, that's not going to get the job done. With 41 strikeouts, and like I said, that team batting average combined of 0.128, not going to get it done. It's not going to get it done against the Astros. Doesn't matter how good the pitching is. Gerrit Cole or Nestor Cortez or Luis Severino could be having one of the best games of their life in the playoffs against the Astros. But if the offense is not going, they're not winning. That's how it works. And unfortunately, I might have to see this team get bounced by the Astros in the playoffs for like the third time in like the last 5 years. Because being down 3-0 right now, it's like trying to climb Mount Everest. It's like trying to come back from 3-0 is like trying to climb Mount Everest. Trying to come back from being down 3-0 is like trying to climb Mount Everest. I know I just repeated myself there, but whatever. Anyway. Yeah, so the Astros have a chance to close it out in the Bronx. Again, I don't know what to say about the Yankees at this point that I already haven't said. But Yankees need to figure it out or their season ends tomorrow night on home soil. On home turf. Anyway, that being said, hockey season's also back. I know I said I wouldn't. I'd try to keep this episode short, but the NHL, to cut in between here before I talk about football for the last couple of minutes of this episode, NHL, not only is the season back, but each team has released their new reverse retro jersey for the season. I've seen a lot of the designs. A lot of them look pretty good. A lot of them look pretty damn good. Some look like they haven't changed whatsoever from last year's. I'm not going to say which teams look the same from last year's, but I'll let you guys look at all the jerseys for yourselves, or I'll do that. I'll do a tier list Tuesday on my Instagram page at Here's the Thing Sports, ranking the new reverse retro jerseys. And that's what I'll probably end up doing. But I'm not going to go through all the jerseys right now. But some of the jerseys, I'm telling you, they're a lot better. Some of them, actually, most of them are a lot better than last year, in my opinion. Some of them have gotten worse. Some of them have gotten, like, really bad. Really bad. But that being said, let's move on to the NFL. More specifically, week 5 and week 6, because week 7 starts today. And like I said, I started recording this at like 1:30 in the morning, which you guys probably won't hear this episode until like 9, maybe 10, maybe 11 in the morning. I'll be dead tired. I'll be fast asleep, but that's besides the point. The big highlights of week 6 and week 5. Before I go into the standings real quick, can we all agree on this? The Broncos should never be allowed to play on primetime. Like, this is ridiculous. Or like any primetime games, Monday or Thursday night games, the Broncos should not be playing. Because I'm going to be honest, those last couple games I saw on Red Zone and, you know, on Prime as well, you know, when the Broncos come on, it's a snooze fest. I mean, look at the game against the Chargers, and don't get me started on the game against the Colts. Do not get me started against on week 5 against the Colts. Because that was an absolute snooze fest. I'm going to be honest with you. Which, that reminds me, that's probably what I'm going to talk about for the rest of this episode. But, yeah, that week 5 matchup between the Colts and Broncos was probably the worst game I've ever seen this year. Worst game I've ever seen. It was just terrible, top to bottom. Offense making the offense on both sides, both the Colts and the Broncos, trying too hard. The defense, you know, making big stops every single play. Like, it's like no one could get a touchdown. It was terrible to watch. Like, if you watch football, if you watch NFL football, and you like seeing an offensive shootout, that game was not for you, because that was an absolute snooze fest. And I know a lot of Broncos fans and Colts fans are probably going to get on my case about it, but it's true. It's true. Everywhere I went on Twitter in regards to that game, everyone was calling it a snooze fest. I mean, it was awful. And the game against the Chargers, not much better, if we're being honest. Not much better. But anyway, enough of that. Enough of that for a minute. I just went on like a 5-minute rant about those, but that's my point right there. Broncos should not be in primetime games, should probably not be on Monday night football games or Thursday night football games. They should just play on Sunday when they're not the only game on the schedule. That's just my opinion. Because, like I said, the last couple of times they played on, you know, Thursday night or Monday night, they were basically the only team playing at the time. So, yeah. Probably should just stick to leaving them on Sunday night football. But that's just me. Anyway, any other big headlines to go through? Let's go to week 6. Well, we're basically still talking about week 6. The biggest surprise. This is probably what I'm going to talk about, and then I'll cut the episode off here because I do not want this episode dragging on for an hour. The biggest surprise to this day, well, as far as this season's concerned, is the NFC East being the best division in football. I mean, look at it. The Eagles are 6-0, the Giants are 5-1, and the Cowboys are 4-2. Basically, what I'm saying is, excluding the Washington Commanders, that is the best division. That is the most competitive division. And that's the thing. I've said it in an episode, too. Carson Wentz, I said it in a previous episode. I think one of the episodes prior to the season starting, or, you know, when I covered week 1 and week 2, I said it. Carson Wentz, I believe I said it, Carson Wentz is not going to be the guy for the Commanders. And look what happened. They're 2-4 at the bottom of the standings. But that's besides the point. Anyway, I got about 1 minute left before I have to cut this off. But yeah, NFC East, probably the biggest surprise through the first 6 weeks. I'll talk all things week 7 and more of week 6, a little bit more of week 6, the next episode. But one more surprise that caught me through the first through the last couple weeks. The NFC West is terrible. I mean, look at it. Just look at the standings in the NFC West, and you'll know what I mean by that through the first 6 weeks. But that's besides the point. Anyway, this has been your host, LT Nasty. It's 2 in the morning. I'm going to sleep. See you in episode 55. Peace.